everybody, it's Greg Golden with you. Thanks, as always, for joining us for another podcast on Forsyth Sports 365. We're talking hoops today, and boy, girl, headed towards the playoffs, and who better to chat with about girls' hoops around here than Shannon Thompson. Shannon, welcome to the call.
Hey, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure to talk to you. You're a good friend of the program over here, and we rely on you for a lot of stuff. And, you know, right now it's basketball. Come the fall, it'll be softball, and glad to have you around. Let's talk a little bit about the girls' program heading forward here. A couple of tough losses over the last couple of weeks, and you guys are trying to pull it together. You'll be a top seed heading into the playoffs. Is that right, what you're just telling me?
Yes, yes. We're looking like we've locked in at a three seed. It looks like West is going to probably get the number one seed, and we've got North Forsyth at second, which is it's a tough region. Like I told you earlier, we've got, you know, the top two, West Forsyth and North, are both ranked in the top 10 in the state, both in our region. So, you know, we still have one game left to finish out our two games versus North, and we'll play them on Tuesday, but not to overlook Central, which is our final home game on Monday, which is it's a makeup game for some COVID delays. So we're anxious to get those two games going.
You have now you've played North once already. We called that game actually a couple of weeks ago. They've got size. That's North's big thing, and they play some tough defense with that girl in the middle. You were telling me that big center up at North, I can't remember her name right now, maybe you do, but you said that she played the game of her life against you all that night.
She did. She, I think, just had, you know, something to prove out there and maybe not getting some of the recognition that she deserves. She's a really hard-nosed player and just really took it to, you know, took it to our team. You know, you just never know with them. They've got some great shooters, and any one of their shooters can get hot. And on that particular night, Allie Jones was hot, and she hit some key three-pointers. I think she hit four in that game. So, you know, we regrouped after that game, and, you know, we're looking at different defenses and things that can help you know, defend that when you have an outside and inside game such as that with what North does. Sometimes it's hard to defend. So hopefully, you know, we'll come up with a plan that's successful this time.
So that girl was like, I mean, North went. I mean, give it to them. They had some size. The girl was 6'2", the center. And then they went 5'11", 5'10", 5'9", 5'9", something like that. So they were definitely a threat on the boards. To try to box, you had to box out, you had to take care of that. But the other thing too is, you know, we noticed that the shots weren't really falling on your end, and that's not going to happen every night.
Well, honestly, the coaches and I have talked to the girls, and we've struggled a little bit, as you know, the game will just do this to you sometimes. You know, it gets in your head.
Basketball
offensively,
keeps you honest. That's right.
You know, and right now we've just, you know, we've got some girls that are just hesitant, not totally confident sometimes, and we're really trying to push through those moments and let them know that we believe in them. They have the open shot, the green light to take it, and I think, you know, with practice and everything else, that they're going to push through those moments, and we're really hopeful that, you know, they'll have some breakout games coming up this next week leading into the tournament, and we can just kind of peak at the right time. We're just a few little minor things here and there, because we're getting the shots that we want. We're just not able to just execute it and finish sometimes. So that's what our plan is.
Sometimes when you're – and you did have a lot of good looks the night that we called the game against North. You had a lot of good looks, and they just weren't dropping. Yes, and again, that you, like you said, it's in your head. You know, you just got to crawl out of it. You got some shooters. You got some scorers that can get from the inside, and they just weren't dropping. So that's one thing that you got to just – I mean, that's where coaching comes in, because you got to crawl into their heads and go, listen, just relax. Just open your mind. Let it flow.
Yeah.
Don't think about the shot. Just shoot it, you know. do your normal
right.
thing. You know,
exactly.
Bumps are hard to come out of in any sport, and that's one of them, you know.
Absolutely, and I think a lot of that comes from with maturity. I'm not saying, you know, but we're dealing with a big group of girls that are still sophomores, you know, that just don't have that history of, like, you know, where they have had that, where they've had to come out of a slump or anything like that, where, you know, they know it's going to happen. But right now they're just kind of wondering, like, you know, what's going on? Do I need to adjust this, change that? And, you know, honestly, they just need to quit thinking about it, you know, just play ball. And that's kind of what we've preached recently, is to just, you know, just to play ball. And, you know, it helps, you know, with some of the seniors getting in, you know, at practices, and they're encouraging others, and it's been a good balance as far as you know, just them filling those leadership roles when we feel like our younger ones maybe are just kind of struggling a little bit.
Now, you and Jeanette Morris joined me
yep.
earlier in the year, right before football season. You had finished a nice summer run. You were like 28-3 for the summer on the AAU
yes.
circuit. And then Coach Gravett snatched you out of that and said, come help me.
He did.
So he did. I want you to tell me how that experience has been for you.
Coaching at the high school now?
Yeah.
As comparative to travel? When Coach came to me, I just, you know, I really had to have a sit down with my daughter and just make sure she was going to be okay with me on the sideline, because sometimes I just felt like maybe that was just a good break from mom over there. But it really afforded me to get to know Coach Gravett some, which has been a great as far as our relationship, and you know, just knowing what he preaches in practice and all those things. I've really grown as a coach, just being around that. I mean, he's been coaching at South for a long time, so a lot of the things that he does in practices and stuff, I'm definitely going to take and use with the travel girls. But I've just thoroughly enjoyed watching, you know, the girls that I've coached grow and as individual players and team players. It's just been a good experience. So I definitely, it's nothing I regret doing at all, and hope to be around for a few more years if he'll have me.
That's awesome. Yeah, you got 2 more years with that group, and you're going to be going through the summer again. And let's review it. That's Maggie, your daughter, right? And
mm-hmm.
Morris, Ms. Morris?
Yeah. Clara Morris. Uh-huh. She's like our shooting guard. We've got Sharon Tolliver, who's an awesome athlete, great shooter. And, of course, Ava McLaughlin, who's our center.
Is Tolliver one of the sophomores?
She is. She is.
I've seen her mm-hmm. all the time. She was an upper class. Okay, well, that's great.
No, so she's... Yeah, she was one I recruited from my little elementary school here. So she was just one that was competitive and athletic.
You were watching her
in
the playground?
Back in third grade. Yeah, in third grade, I said, hey, girl, do you play basketball? And so the rest was history, and she's been with me ever since. But she's just a great,
let's talk
great
about
athlete.
That. Let's talk about that.
Yes.
Because you are in a great spot. You're at the elementary school. Is that right, Dave's
Creek? At Dave's Creek Elementary. Mm-hmm.
And what grade are you teaching over there?
I teach them all, so I have K-5, and
okay.
We just rotate throughout the day. But you know, I start seeing, you know, by third, fourth grade, those girls that are competitive by nature, athletic, obviously, don't back down from, you know, competition. Sometimes with the maybe faster, stronger boys. And, you know, I'm always trying to get kids involved in sports, because that's just was a huge part of me and, you know, what I did. And I just think it's great for these young girls to have something like that, an identity that they can be proud of.
That's saying a lot for the program, too, because you get that fresh start.
Well, I don't know about that, but, yeah, I've definitely have, you know, suggested to a number of girls coming up through, you know, whether they be third, fourth, fifth graders, and trying to get them involved in sport. I'm just a huge advocate of girls' sports, and I think it's great for their identity and confidence and all that, to just be, you know, strong and be focused on sports in general. I think just teach great things. And Sharon was one that came through here, and you know, one day I just said, hey, you know, you play anything? And at the time I think she was playing softball, and I said, have you ever played basketball before? And she, you know, other than just, you know, playing around with cousins or whatnot, she had not. So the rest is history there. She joined us back, I think it was third or fourth grade, joined us, and she's just a remarkable player, athlete. I mean, she does things in practice sometimes I just shake my head at, you know.
Yeah, she looks good out there. She really does.
Yeah, she's going to be a great player.
Well, they all look good, now, really. I mean, you do a great job coaching them up.
Oh, well, thank you. They make me look good, Greg. They really do. They're hard workers. I mean, that's something that I can preach it, but honestly, they're the ones that have to get up and go to the gym when there's an optional gym and things like that. And I will say that for the most part, they're going to be there, and they put in the work. There are some parts of the games that we need to grow as individually, and I think they've got a little bit of time to do that. So, you know, I've got some things up my sleeve for the summer, and hopefully get them more prepared for our region and the high school ball and that sort of thing. We're really excited about, you know, the South program and some of the younger ones that are coming up through, that are coming from eighth grade. And, you know, it's fun to see, you know, that there's growth within the program over the last few years, for sure.
Shannon, you think he can scare up a couple of six-footers in your
round? Yeah, right. We need to get some fertilizer in their cereal or something, for sure. You know what? The big girls are just, and even in travel, they're just hard to find these days, especially in basketball. I think we lose a lot of the tall athletes to volleyball. You know, it's just because volleyball's gotten to be so popular. Probably the last 10 or so years. And I mean, even in travel, you'll see they are in demand. So if you're a tall girl that likes basketball, like, you know, you've got a very, very good chance of doing something.
Yeah, if you're listening to this conversation anywhere out there in North America, South Forsyth School District is phenomenal. It's a beautiful area, great homes and great neighborhoods.
Yes, and you have a realtor, I think, coach. That can help them find. exactly.
No, I know. Let me be clear about this. South Forsyth does not recruit you guys, and I've talked with Coach Morris and Paul, and everybody says no. We take the kids that come up into our school, and we coach them, and that's who we go with. So you aren't going to go out there and recruit, but I can.
Yes, you can. You can.
I can.
And
always,
if somebody just shows up, you just never know. Yeah. It's but you know, we are going to do the best with what we have, and we feel very, I guess, grateful that we do have Ava, and she's one of the better ones in the county, and I think on the state level. And give her another year under her belt and just fine-tune a few things. She's going to be a reckoning at the post. And I think moving forward in college, even she's probably going to be a three or a four. You know, she can just move, and she's got such great athleticism for a girl her size. And so, a lot of good things to look forward to for these girls.
So we're playing Monday night at home, and then Tuesday night at North, and that's the end of the regular season. And
that is correct.
When will you know the playoff?
So the playoff region starts, I believe, on Friday. There are some kind of like play-in games at the lower seeds.
Where is it going to be held?
It was supposed to have been at one location. Usually they just have a host school for all of them, and they play, you know, back to back to back to back. But with COVID, of course, we've had to adjust and make some decisions on that. But they're just going to go to play at the higher seed now. So they'll be hosted at the higher seed rather than everybody playing at Gainesville, which is, I think, what the site was supposed to have been. So we'll have our first game. We're a 3 seed, and I think we play the winner of a 6 and 7 seed. And I think at the moment that might be a Gainesville-Lambert matchup.
Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye on that,
Saturday.
But right now we'll focus on Monday night. That's a big game.
Monday night.
Further cements your position. It's the makeup, the home finale against Central. And we look forward to seeing you all out there and doing a good job to solidify that position and host a playoff game.
Yeah, we want to end the season on the right note here with a couple wins and gain that momentum leading into the tournament. So that's our plan, Greg, and I'm sticking to it. we're gonna prepare these girls for those games, and it's gonna be up to them to execute and get the job done. So we'll see what they can do.
All right. Well, number one, have fun. Go out there and have fun. Just play the game. Basketball is a blast. I had a coach tell me one time, I had a different coach every year, my freshman, sophomore, junior, senior years through high school. Different coach every season.
Wow.
He got blown out for one stupid reason or another, right? But the last coach that I had my senior year, we came in off of football practice and came in getting ready to practice basketball, and he goes, when I was playing football, I liked to play the games, but practice, I didn't care much for football practice. But basketball, man, I love to practice basketball. And that dude was singing my tune, man. I love to practice basketball, play basketball. So go have fun, first of all.
Absolutely. That is one thing these girls do. They do enjoy each other, and it's been a joy to be around the team and the coaching staff and everything at South this year. I really have enjoyed the season. So, we're gonna go plan on having fun.
Hey, Shannon Thompson, is your name still on the record boards over there at Kennesaw State?
I don't. Probably for the most shots and the lowest
most
field goal percentage.
You're a gunner.
Good talking to you, and we look forward to seeing you on Monday.
Right on. Thanks, Shannon Thompson. Shannon Thompson, everybody, give her a big round of applause. We'll see you out there Monday night for our season finale.
At the arena.
The arena at South Forsyth. That's right.
That's correct.
See you, Shannon. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thanks, Greg. Bye.
Bye.